Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown.
Most people know Venus Williams is one of the champion tennis players of our lifetime. They know that she, you know, has won how many Wimbledon Grand Slams? Like, ridiculous. But what you guys might not know is that Venus is also a really, really, really amazing entrepreneur. She's had many businesses. She has also launched a sunscreen line with Credo. She has a line of lip products that just came out this week. I cannot wait to try them. And I think that it's so interesting because being an athlete, she has a different take on beauty and makeup and skincare. Now, I was very, very lucky years ago. I did her makeup for the ESPYs. I brought my dad and my son, and she was so kind. I hope she remembers. Here is my conversation with Venus Williams. Hey, Venus. Bobby here. How you doing?
How are you? So good to see you. Thanks for having me, all of us.
You must be exhausted. I know you just came back. So many of my questions are about what it means and how you get it all done. Like, how do you, you know, I mean, come on, you have to put so much time into your real job. You know, you're one of the two greatest tennis players ever alive, you and your sister. And how do you even have the time, you know, for that, let alone all the other brands? So come on, tell us how you do it.
It's called a great team. That's the only way. There's, you know, and I know you know what that means too. So.
Yeah, I don't think I could compare much, but, you know, I don't know if you remember, I did your makeup years ago at the ESPYs.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, but great times.
It was a long time ago, but I'll never forget because I brought my father and my son, and you were, I'm sure you were exhausted. You were so kind when I asked for you to take a picture, and so many people who are somewhere up there are not that kind, and you were, and, you know, that goes a long way. So, you know, thank you and kudos to you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be talking to you again. It has been too
long. Yeah, you too. You too. So tell me, like, what it's like during this pandemic to jump into yet another brand. You have many brands out there. I mean, I did all the research. And now you're into beauty, which I think is so cool.
Oh, who isn't into beauty, though? I think all of us, even if you aren't a beauty person, to some aspect, you're into beauty because we all think about, you know, our well-being, and that involves our appearance and taking care of our skin inside and out, et cetera. So, yeah, I'm huge into beauty, much like you. And it's a natural extension of being well and being active. So you have to also protect yourself, protect your skin.
So a lot of people, especially women of color, don't realize you have to wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
But have you always worn sunscreen?
No, I haven't. And it's something that makes me so nervous. I feel like any day now I'm going to shrivel up into a prune or a raisin or something like that. But no, I didn't start wearing it. And I was watching Serena one day and it dawned on me. She always had long sleeves, long pants at practice wearing sunscreen. And it dawned on me. I was like, oh boy. And this is only like 5 years ago. So it took me a long time. And especially as a person of color, I just thought I had a pass because, you know, I had extra sun protection. So I thought, but it's just as important no matter what your color is.
Yeah, no, that's so important. So are you using your platform to educate women about that?
Yes, I think a lot of people do use sunscreen, but then there's a lot of people who weren't conforming like I was. So for those who don't conform, yes, I'm happy to help them and to bring this message of self-care for your skin. But also on a daily basis with my coaches, I'm like, do you wear your sunscreen? Did you put it on? And I'm like the sunscreen patrol. But it is extremely important for health and well-being.
I do think it's really interesting that, you know, these beauty products are developed by an athlete who's always outside. I know, you know, you live warm weather and, you know, you're outside. So how are you going to use your experience with the brand?
Yes. So it's our sunscreen from by my collection 11 by myself. So 11. And it's a sunscreen, of course. It's all clean beauty, all natural beauty. So it's something that doesn't leave a chalky residue, but it also has beautiful clean ingredients. So we have a serum and we also have a sun cream as well. So I'm excited to be using it on a daily basis. But what I love also about the serum too is it goes on so smooth. It's like second skin. So you can put anything on top of it. It feels just like your skin, so silky smooth.
And a really important question, do you put the serum on first or the sunscreen on first? Because people are always asking that question.
Well, the serum is a sunscreen. So
you don't
have to, it just goes on as your sunscreen. So you can put your makeup on right over it and it has no effect. And also, actually, I like to keep the serum in the car too, because I think that's a moment where in the places where if you live somewhere where you drive, you're getting so much sun, sometimes on one side of your face. So,
yes, I have spots on my right side because my husband usually drives. Seriously.
So you got to keep it in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, but wait, you don't understand. As an entrepreneur, who also has a beauty brand, a serum sunscreen, I don't think there's anyone else who has done that. That is so innovative.
There aren't as many, and it's perfect for layering under makeup or you just want something very light. And our sunscreen also is very light as well, but this one takes it to the next level. And to be able to have this kind of innovation with all clean beauty products is something that was extremely important to me and a platform that we stand on.
And how did this partnership with Credo, who I love, by the way, they're friends of mine and they're incredible. How did this come together for you?
Yes, we love Credo, right? If I'm on the website, I end up with like 100 things in my cart. I can't use all this at one time. Slow down. So I've always been passionate about clean beauty. I've always loved Credo. And so when I had the opportunity to partner with them, it was just like I was doing the happy dance. So everyone in the group is so amazing and just such a great group of strong women and just opening barriers and creating an unbelievable marketplace for people to do all things clean.
And where does the name 11 come from?
So 11 is about the pursuit of your best self. So it's going past the 10 and it's going to 11. So it's very very exciting for me to spread this message because you can still be on 11 and not have your best day or even fail. It just means you have to get more skills, and we don't ask for less challenges. We ask for more skills. So the whole idea of being 11 is that life is up and down, but you always give that effort of 11 and it always pays off, even if it doesn't pay off at that moment. And more than anything, you look back with no regret. You look back and you say, hey, I gave everything. And it prepares you for that next push.
How does being, to become this athlete that you are, which I know, I've read every book, I've seen every single, match. How does this prepare you for being an entrepreneur?
It is everything. And I don't really think I really, 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 really realized that until you start getting more into management and you start to realize, oh, okay, well, the things I'm trying to build in my team, the things I'm trying to onboard people on, these are the things I learned on the court. You learn to deal with so much pressure and the things that you learn from it, it's everything you need in business. So I recommend every person to play a sport, to challenge themselves physically, whether you're a young person or at any age, it's extremely important.
And you have other brands too I want to talk about. So tell me about the Venus Williams collection for Astura. Is that how you say it?
Yes, it's called a Sutra.
Oh, a Sutra.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me about that company.
Yes. So I live and breathe active self-care, and I discovered a Sutra, and we just provide active self-care for everyone. So it's skincare, and it's extremely exciting for me to be a part of that too. have a whole shelf of Maya Sutra, and there's some things that I just don't travel without, especially my rose oil. I give that one away all the time, so I'm always running out. But it's about how you feel, and also how you look, obviously, but it's about how you feel and being able to feel great. So there's some amazing products with magnesium, and those are to help you sleep. And also there's products that are amazing for pain as well, the Ease Your Pain cream and all the different sprays.
What's in the pain cream?
So magnesium, well, we should start with the magnesium first, but
yeah.
And also I have these strange bruises that I get. So, and I think they're just a product of, you know, I live with an autoimmune disease. So the one thing that I couldn't think of anything to get rid of. And then I was just like black and blue for no apparent reason. Mm. So the only thing I think of was use my pain cream, and after weeks of being there, it finally disappeared. So wow. I've just found lots of different ways to use them.
Yeah, magnesium is amazing. I mean, I've been taking Epsom salts baths for forever. And so, you know, I take magnesium before bed. It shuts my brain off. It really helps. But I'm really excited about these products. There's sprays, skincares. Do you have any favorites?
I do have favorites. So, of course, the Ease Your Pain, and active ingredients are menthol and other inactive ingredients as well. Are in there, including oil, baobab oil, arnica, those sorts of things. But one of my favorites is the rose oil. I use that all day and all night, and I give those away like going crazy. I love the magnesium soaking salts. There are soap bars. There's so many things that the aromatherapy mist. Also, I never leave home without my Mr. Mood lavender spray.
Okay, now, as far as beauty, you also have, you're launching some new lip balms, 4 colors. Tell me about that. I'm really excited. Do they have sunscreen?
Yes, so this is also in partnership with Credo. So we're launching our lip balm, and it's 4 colors, and one of them is bright red. So it involves care for your lips, extremely important, something that some people forget to do. You've got to moisturize your lips. You've got to scrub them also. They need care. So we want to protect the lips also. And so we've got the clear color, and then we have the bright red. We've got, well, the bright red's called Venus. So, and I love that one because you can layer it to be bright or more mild. Mm. So I'm extremely excited about those two.
You know, you could put it on your cheeks too when you're going out. That's an old makeup artist, you know, hack. But
yes. Well, when I was growing up, and all I had was, you know, you're funding yourself when you're like 13. So you just have one piece, and you've got the lipstick. So you have to put it on your eye and eyelids. You got to put it on your cheeks, you know.
Yeah, but now that's what the girls are doing. And are there other products that you're, you know, working on either in your head, or they're actually coming out, or?
Yes, lots of products, of course, can't talk about them yet.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yes. But it's going to be. No, I'm very excited about this whole thing. You also have been such, you know, a role model for women, of not just in sports, but in confidence and feeling good in your body and being so you. And, you know, for so many years, we all kind of had this vision in our head that we have to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. And then you see these beautiful, strong women who are like nothing else you've ever seen. And it made all of us just realize that I need to feel good about myself. So you empowering and all these great things. I also know you have a line of athletic wear.
Yes. Yes. So the athletic wear is called 11, and the sunscreen is also 11. So the on the defense sunscreens and sun serums, and also the new lip balm that's launching now, that has just launched, is all 11. So
it's all under that umbrella.
Yeah. And wellness is more than what you wear. Wellness is so many other things. So we've, you know, started the skincare and the lip balm, obviously, to encompass that philosophy.
And have you always been confident? Or is it something that you've morphed into?
Well, growing up in my house, it wasn't an option. It had to be. That was what we were taught, to be confident, strong, and sure. So it was part of my upbringing, to be honest. But I was also super naive and oblivious to the world around me. I got to be a child, so I didn't think so much about what I looked like. I didn't know that my look was whack growing up. My sister and I were just talking about that. She says, you know, I knew that I didn't look great. And she said, you know, the next year I promised myself I was going to look better. And I said, well, I didn't even know I didn't look great at the time. So, but we also were not allowed to worry about what anyone else thought. So we were taught there's no such thing as peer pressure. You make your own choices. So I grew up in a household that really emphasized confidence, and I'm glad that it was something that was taught. And it's also something earned. And by doing the work, you do earn confidence. So it's good to start from a young age to pursue something where you're disciplined, you know, whether that's music or a sport or something that requires discipline, because it gives you that confidence.
And how many hours a day do you train?
Oh, nowadays, I get myself in 4 or 5 good hours of training. So that's split between the court and the gym. And then I do some more time at physio. So I'm basically going 9 to 5. Wow. Just a little bit of a different way. But I have become what I think is feral now. I hate being indoors. So even at the office, I got to go walk outside every couple hours or so. It's getting worse every hour. I got to go step out.
I do a lot of my meetings on when I'm walking. I just, you know, I'll walk for a couple hours just by, you know, making the phone calls. I do interviews because it clears the cobwebs out of my brain. That's for sure.
Yeah. Being outside is refreshing. I've been threatening to like do a Zoom meeting in the pool.
Why not? And I also know that you are, you know, you love design and you've had an interior design firm since you're 23?
Yeah, since I was 23.
Wow.
And today we were actually just designing some fabric. So, you know, getting down and to write down the process of sketching and figuring out what that looks like. And I don't think my design team has seen me this. When I love a design, I get happy. So I literally start like giggling and like, we're like, V, what's going on with you? I'm like, I'm popping. But with just the same terrible design, I also get agitated. It's something about design that really drives me, and it brings out my highs and my lows. So yeah, at V-Star Interiors, we design mostly, honestly, commercial spaces, so hospitality, hotels, condominiums. So all those kinds of things. We had a great project with Serena just on the cover of Architectural Digest. He's our special client.
That's good. I don't know how she got you, but yeah, okay. Yeah, I saw it. It was really, really beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
Did I miss any businesses? I mean,
I think that's enough, right? I don't think I should do any more.
Now, this podcast is, I've been interviewing beauty founders. And since the show is called Beyond the Beauty, I always ask the same questions. So what does beauty mean to you?
Beauty is about feeling good. It really is. Because if you don't feel good, doesn't matter how conventionally beautiful you are, you don't feel that way. Doesn't even matter. It's about being comfortable with yourself, happy with you, and if you aren't happy with yourself, there's ways to figure that out too. So that, to me, that's beauty.
And what's your daily skincare routine?
Daily skincare routine. Usually the first thing I do is get up and go train. So I usually just wash my face sometimes with just hot water, but with just water. And then I put on my skincare, my sunscreen. And most of my routine, it comes after my training. So that's when I put on everything. And then I have a night routine too, heavy creams. Daytime is like my rose oil by Sutra. and maybe some tea tree oils, some light things and things like that. So I keep it pretty simple. I love to try so many things, but I have a ton of problem skin too. So I also have to be careful. But it's sad because I love to try new stuff and have to be careful.
And what about makeup on a casual day? Do you wear makeup every day?
I'm all about the lash. A lash will save your life or ruin it if you don't have any. So I love a lash. On the court, I'm a part of the eyeliner club. So love a waterproof eyeliner that will change your life too. You have that, like that intense stare with the eyeliner, you know, looking at your opponent down the court. But I usually like to keep it pretty natural because I actually feel more confident with less makeup. So on a photo shoot, of course, you're wearing much more, but in real life, for me, I need less.
And everyone knows me, knows that I'm obsessed with health and wellness. And I love to eat and I love to work out. But I want to know, like, what you eat on a normal day. Like, are you on a special diet for your for your tennis, or are you on a special diet for your health concerns? What's your normal?
Well, I mostly eat a plant-based diet, but I veer right and left all the time. I'm usually gluten-free too, until I run into some biscotti that I can't resist. So I'm just a regular person doing the fight every single day. But for the most part, I'm plant-based. And I guess this is something we didn't talk about. I live, I don't know about you, on shakes, protein shakes, green drinks, all of that stuff. So
whey or vegan?
I usually do, I prefer vegan. So I do like pea protein is really my base.
Do you have a favorite green product that you throw in, or do you just do regular greens?
I'll do regular greens and powders. I just picked up one in Australia that was like fantastic. I'd never had one so tasty. So I don't know what it's called, to be honest. It's in my kitchen over there. But in terms of protein, actually, I just launched a protein drink called Happy Viking. So
there's more. See, Venus,
there's more.
Happy Viking. Wow.
Yes. So what's different about this protein drink, though, it's really about fueling your body. So it's got all 9 amino acids, and it's got DHA omega-3s, sunflower oil. Wow. And so it's about fueling your mind also. So it's a complete mind-body macronutrients, 20 grams of protein per serving. So really taking in every part of your body. But I survive off of this stuff. I don't know about you, but...
Well, so do I. I have
the only way I get to eat sometimes. So.
Yeah. Well, I have bad digestion. I'm the only person that eats a really healthy salad for lunch and gets a stomach ache. Oh. So I'll be having bone broth or a shake for dinner. I do my best on, you know, I'm either baby food or I'm like, you know, a 90-year-old. I'm not sure. Somewhere
so
in
if
between.
your digestion is not great, then you really need to cook your vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raw, it may be hard on your stomach.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I don't do it that much. Well, what about things like the fun stuff, like alcohol?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yay.
Yes,
my kind of girl. What's your alcohol of choice?
At the moment, I was doing a ton of bubbles. So a lot of bubbles, anything with a bubble. What have I gone to recently? I haven't been drinking a lot recently because I've been on tour. When I'm not on tour, I'm like a saint. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't think about drinking. But, yeah, a lot of champagne, a lot of rosé. Yeah, I'm switching back to vodka recently.
Yeah, so. I'm mostly a vodka. I do tequila on occasion when I want to dance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it depends. How about caffeine? Are you a coffee drinker?
No, I am not. Are you?
I have an espresso every morning, yeah, which I should. It's probably not good for my tummy, but it's kind of between that and the vodka at night, you know, you could fix anything you want during the day, but those two things are non-negotiable.
Yeah.
So
I would drink more if it didn't put so much weight on you. So I basically,
Do you have to think about your weight with all your movement?
I think it's just a, you know, maybe a vanity thing. You can yeah. be at any weight and still be a great professional athlete. Obviously, if you are carrying too much weight, yes, it's probably harder on your joints and probably you start to lose a step. But I think, you know, you have to gain probably a significant amount to get there.
Yeah, it's so awesome for you to share that with people, that it's not just us mere mortals that have to deal with these things, you know?
Yeah.
So, no, I think that's incredible. And one last question is, what do you do for fun?
Oh my gosh. Well, I've got this little dog. He's always with me. He's over here on the side chilling. I sing karaoke a ton. Mm-hmm. I have my own microphone during quarantine. I would sing at least once a month for a few hours. That like was very therapeutic. I love movies, especially bad ones. I spend a ton of time with my family. I love languages. So lots of things that I do for fun. I love to dance. Boy, do I love to dance. So
you're probably a fantastic dancer.
Well, thank you for saying that, but no one's going to pay me to dance. So.
Well, I love to dance. It's my favorite thing. It's not pretty, but I don't care. I don't care.
As long as you're happy, right?
It does. It makes me feel good. So where could all these people that are listening to that want more Venus, they want to buy all those products, because I do.
Yes. So for Happy Viking, you can go to happyviking.com or Amazon. For 11, you can go ahead and head over to our website, 11 by Venus, for Sutra at sutra.com. And of course, always go check out Credo.
It was really a pleasure. This means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.